A permanent memorial is finished now at the Pentagon, and President Bush will dedicate it today.
Its designers worked near the spot where an American Airlines plane crashed into the building, killing the hijackers and their 184 victims.
We were looking for a way to create a very special place that's dedicated to each individual.
Julie Beckman is one of the memorial's designers. She gave Morning Edition a tour of the Memorial Park as it neared completion. The site is comprised of 184 benches. Each bench is engraved with the name of one of the victims. Each has its own reflecting pool.
We were looking for really something that you've never really seen before. It's more than just a park bench. And so what makes a contemplative, beautiful place? And really came down to a place to sit, the sound of running water, shade and trees and so on.
The trees that cast shadows across this park are paper bark maple.
Paper bark maple is a really beautiful tree in the sense that it has year-round interest. The bark itself begins to peel in this beautiful kind of cinnamony red and brown colors. It's one of the later turning maples. So when many of the surrounding trees in Arlington and D.C. on the Mall and so on have already turned, they've peaked, they're beginning to fall, these guys will be just beginning to peak. And so it's kind of the suspension of time in many ways. And so it's another unique and beautiful aspect about this place is that it stands out from the surrounding context.
Designer Julie Beckman says the memorial came together with the support of the victims' families.
I'm just happy that there's a place for anybody to come, whether it's members of the 184 people who died here that day, or people who journeyed down from New York or anywhere. And to just have a place to come and begin to make peace with what happened that day.
The Pentagon's 9/11 memorial opens to the public this evening. 7 years later, Americans still respond to 9/11 in small but important ways, as you can read at npr.org.